Before the Republican convention, Barack Obama was leading in most polls, narrowly, and now John McCain enjoys similar narrow leads in the daily tracking polls. Obama was in Ohio today, where he fielded some questions from reporters and recited a familiar criticism of his Republican opponent.
Now, the choice for the American people could not be clearer. John McCain has been talking a lot about change, but he's running for four more years of the same foreign policy that we've had under George Bush.
Well, we're going to hear right now from the Obama campaign's communications director, Robert Gibbs, who spoke to us from Dayton, Ohio. Welcome to the program, Mr. Gibbs.
Thank you for having me.
Over the weekend, Senator Obama's strategist, David Axelrod, said that Obama is not running against Sarah Palin, but against John McCain. Does the McCain improvement in the polls since he picked Sarah Palin suggest that you had better campaign or someone had better campaign against Sarah Palin?
No, I think, I think there's two people at the top of each ticket. One's named Barack Obama, the other John McCain, and I think that's where our focus will be. The truth is that Sarah Palin's record and her beliefs are identical to those of John McCain, and John McCain wants more of the same of George Bush. So I don't think we have to delineate individuals that you're running against. It's John McCain versus Barack Obama.
I want to read something that the columnist Richard Cohen wrote today in the Washington Post. He said, what Obama does not understand is that he is being swift-voted. The term does not apply to a mere smear. It is bolder, more outrageous than that. It means going straight at your opponent's strength and maligning it. And then he says later, at least twice at the GOP convention, speakers mocked Obama's service as a community organizer. The implication there is that the candidate isn't hitting back hard enough.
I don't think we're going to win or lose this election on the characterization of community organizing, though I appreciate the comments of a columnist from a big newspaper who probably watches the race from a desk somewhere in Washington. Look, I think anybody that has watched this campaign knows that Barack Obama can give as good as he gets. I don't think we'd be the Democratic nominee if that weren't the case. But this race isn't about hitting back or swift voting. This is a race about what you're going to do for the American people. And we feel like we're in a pretty good position. Quite frankly, if you look at what has happened to this race in the last 2 weeks, it's a race all about change.
There's a story on the front page of today's New York Times about fundraising difficulties. And it says that the campaign, your campaign, collected in June and July far less from Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton donors than originally projected. And they said that Senator McCain, unlike Senator Obama, because McCain's taking public campaign funds, will have the luxury of concentrating almost entirely on campaigning instead of raising money, as Mr. Obama must do. How much of Senator Obama's time is going to be devoted to raising money over the next several weeks?
Well, I thought that was kind of a peculiar analysis. When we report our fundraising figures for the previous month, they'll set a record for us in this race, which will be a record for anybody in the history of raising money in presidential campaigns. If John McCain is free to spend all his time campaigning, I find it weird that he spent several hours raising money last night in Chicago, Illinois. I'm pretty sure we've got that area locked down. Look, we've run a tremendous campaign with the help not of big donors or not of lobbyists who've given big checks, but millions and millions of people that have gotten involved and donated their time and their money online. That's what we'll continue to do. That's what drives our fundraising. But it also gives us the historic ability to compete in so many states across the country. The Democrats haven't fared well in the past two campaigns.
Are there any new themes we can expect to see in advertisements? Will we hear any more about Senator McCain's houses, which is still part of your advertising?
Well, look, I think Senator McCain's houses will likely come up because what it demonstrates is that Senator McCain is simply out of touch with working Americans. For somebody to have seven or eight houses and not remember how many they had, or to stand up in front of a group at a church and tell them that $5 million is when you finally get, making $5 million is when you're finally rich, demonstrates not somebody who doesn't care, but somebody who's simply out of touch with what's going on in real people's lives. We're just going to keep hammering those themes home.
But are you concerned that at a time when the unemployment rate goes up, the market goes down, the companies that have been the basis of mortgage policy in the country for decades collapse, that even during that very week or fortnight, McCain gains on you? That would suggest that the economic message is not necessarily paying off at this very moment.
No, I think I don't think that's true. Look, I think each of these conventions received a little bit of a bounce. We'll see where a lot of these national polls shake out after a week or so when the bounces have had a chance to dissipate. I've never seen a ball that bounces in only one direction. And I think when it comes down to it, what John McCain proposes is simply four more years of the Bush economy. And quite frankly, that's four more years that America's families simply can't afford.
Thank you, Mr. Gibbs.
Thank you.
It's Robert Gibbs, the communications director for the Obama campaign.